I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That was the voice of Trevor Story after the 16-1 loss in Tampa last night for the Red Sox, a team that is stumbling and bumbling its way to the beginning of the regular season. WEEI Afternoons here, and it is 2 for Tuesday. And you know what that means. Every Tuesday, 2:30 and 3:30, we give away some Red Sox tickets. Be caller number 9 now to the contest line at 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, which Greg Hill gave out this morning on the Greg Hill Show at 7 a.m., you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Mariners on April 23rd. That's 617-931-0937. Caller number 9 with the code word. And you're going to see Sox Mariners. And we'll do it again in about an hour.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, well, you know, if it's free, it's for me. So they're playing. I think they're playing at the very least free quality baseball right now. So if you get the tickets for free, get your butt over to Fenway and enjoy some baseball.
If they play, Andy, if they played like they did Friday night at Rate Field, last night at the JV Park in Tampa, are you telling me that you would sit through that for 9 innings and like zip tie your children to their chairs?
Yes.
Just say, like, we got the tickets for free. Now sit down and enjoy. Bregman booting a ball. Campbell wondering what you do in center and then over at second. And Casas striking out and yelling at himself.
No, because here is where the strange in-person ironic optimism of Andy Hart takes place. I always believe when I'm at an event, no matter how bad it, like, that I might see something special. And okay, so coming back from 16-1 would probably be difficult, but maybe you see some weird home run, grand slam, two home runs, back-to-back-to-back home runs, something that would give you the ability to be like, well, the game sucked, but it was pretty cool that X happened. So in person, yes, I tend to, I always feel like if you leave early, you're a loser. You're missing history. You might see something special.
How about all those Miami Heat fans in 2013 who missed Ray Allen's game-tying shot? In the overtime for like people that walked out of Super Bowl 51. Yeah, you can't.
Like, you can't.
No, never leave early. It's just about actually getting there. Once you're there, you got to commit to the bit. It's just about actually getting there.
Speaking of committing to the bit, AJ called back. He had the bad sell out of New Hampshire, and he wanted to say that he's getting some Brian Dalbec vibes maybe out of Tristan Casas.
Oh,
I mean, Bobby Dalbec. Who is Brian Dalbec? See, that's what I always had trouble. Brian Dalbec and
Brian Dalbec. Bobby Dalbec.
Bobby.
Okay.
Getting
they played
some
him short, too, which was
and
always a good thing.
And he was a guy that had home runs
that's right.
early on,
remember
and
that?
Then you realized he was like a 4A player and really wasn't that good. Yes, Dan?
You want some numbers?
Sure.
All right.
Does it work? Does the comp work?
It's closer than it should be, I'll put it that way.
Yikes.
I'm gonna hunt and peck 1 year. So this is Bobby Dalbec's age 26 season. This is 2021. 133 games, .240 batting average, .792 OPS, 25 home runs, 78 runs batted in. Not bad.
Will Fleming told me the following spring on opening day that he was going to hit 40 home runs.
Right. There you go. So
I don't think he did.
So that was his first full season in the league. Tristan Casas, age 23 season, which was 2023. 132 games, so exactly one less.
Okay.
263 average, 856 OPS, 24 home runs, 65 runs batted in. It's better, but it's not a lot better.
Right.
And the again, Dalbec has had a worse career, but it's getting closer than it should be at this point.
It's at least a discussion point. And just overall, what he's going to be and where he's going to end up and the defense and first base and having a backup plan and all of these things have to be a consideration. I do want to be the guy that says, yeah, you're only 18 games into the season. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and all these things. But I do think it's concerning the way Tristan Casas has started the year. And that leads me to my poll before we get back to the phone lines. At Jumbo Heart on Twitter. And I asked a simple question. Did we, most of the baseball world, overrate the 2025 Boston Red Sox? Because, Fitzy, I don't want any of that crap like, oh, it was all you guys on WEEI Afternoons or you. No, they were being picked as a potential World Series team.
Everyone else was buzzing. It was more than just the manager telling us, hey, we got a good baseball team. Like, they were predicted by freaking Fox Sports predicted they would win the American League and go into the World Series against the Dodgers. And listen, that can still happen.
Absolutely.
Maybe this is part of the story, but the start has been, if put it this way, if you were on an airplane and this would basically on a multiple hour journey, this would be takeoff and ascending to altitude. People would be throwing up, crying, clutching their rosaries.
Hey, I got to fly to Green Bay on Tuesday. Don't put negative things out in the air these days.
No, I mean, they'll land. The plane will land, Andy. It's just going to be the first part of the flight's going to suck.
I need a shower and some new clothes, but the plane will land. So I asked, did we, most of the baseball world, overrate the 2025 Boston Red Sox? The two options were yes, they aren't good, or no, just a slow start. Fitzy, want to wager a guess?
One more time.
Yes, they aren't good, or no, just a slow start in terms of did we overrate them?
It's going to be 61% for yes, they're no good, 39% no, just a slow start.
I think you cheated, and then you made it off just a little bit to look like you didn't cheat.
This is real.
I'm on to your game as a high school dropout kid.
I didn't look.
It's 62% yes, they aren't that good.
I get it. I speak poll.
Excuse me?
Pause.
So 62% have already decided we overrated them. They aren't that good. Two out of every three Red Sox fans are down. Because you remember, fans were in with us too. We've done some polls measuring sort of the buzz and excitement. The books, if you look at some of the numbers, the wagers to win the AL East, to win the pennant, the Red Sox have a lot of bets placed out there on them. I may have been a sucker who bet the over on 86.5 wins. And I'm not giving up on that, but I think it's a little early to jump ship, but it's also hard to not jump ship with some of the crap that you've seen from this baseball team. And also, like, the feeling of you have nothing to latch on for good, other than every 5 days you're pretty comfortable you're going to get an ace-like start from your ace. Other than that,
cool.
Christian Campbell, you're going to latch on to him? Because I don't think that's fair. Is it realistic to think Christian Campbell is going to be your best, most consistent offensive player for the totality of his first season in the big leagues when he played 40 games in the minor leagues? That's not fair.
So last night at 8:30 p.m., I tweeted, ready to have that conversation about the Red Sox when you are. The responses, colorful, animated, interesting, often with GIFs and other sorts of expletives. When you ignore spending the last couple seasons, then decide we better sign a name and Bregman to sell jerseys and keep Nesson ratings up, but have bad starters and lousy defense, this is what you get. I'm just enjoying the 2 weeks the Blue Jays will have at the top of the division before they crap the bed and then the Red Sox can't figure it out. Embarrassing start to season, wondering if Cora is the man. At least we have the Woo Sox. The team is slowly but surely starting to phase out Cora. His lease will soon shorten. Only team worth investing in is the Celtics. Awfully managed team. Brutal start. Expectations down the drain. And, of course, once again, Andy, your favorite, a gif of somebody from The Waterboy. Oh, no, we suck again.
Like, that is
no
appropriate. One, we suck
no
again.
No one, like, there were dozens more. Like, people, sure, are we prone to overreact when we have the ability to engage immediately with social media? Sure, it's easier than yelling out the window or, calling into sports radio. That being said, all of your concerns, Red Sox fans, are thoroughly valid because you are watching a team that cannot get out of its own way right now after they were predicted to be gangbusters.
617-779-7937. Back to the phone line. Steve in Connecticut wants to talk about the Sox. What's up, Steve?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, guys, I just want to say that I do about 15 games a year, and so I think I get to see some things. And projections were really high this year. I saw the Cardinals was my first game of the year, so how could everybody not get excited? So this is going to be it. But the reality is it takes time to gel, and you're dealing with young kids. As far as, you know, we're booting the ball around with just basic, you know, fundamentals. I remember when Butterfield was our infield coach. Xander, you know, X-Man and Rafi were young, but, you know, no one there booting the ball around, but they were getting work in the outfield. And Xander used to say that all the time. Butter did this, Butter did that. I know he's working now, but the bottom line is I'm getting sick. I am getting sick of Cora's passive approach. It's starting to sound like more like, you know, the Yankees and Boone, you know, oh, but let's turn the page. How many pages, you know, I don't want to hear that when we're losing by 15 runs.
Thanks for the call, Steve. I do think Alex Cora is going to start to come under some fire. I don't know how you can't. He obviously had the interesting season a year ago where he didn't want to talk about an extension and then signed the 3-year extension. People know he makes good money. People have a history to look back on. And this year, people have talent that they perceive to have been added to the roster. So it's like, okay, now you have talent. Why is it not working? Well, much like in the NBA, when there's talent and it doesn't work, they get rid of the coach.
The Phoenix Suns might be the latest and greatest example. The most expensive team in NBA history misses the postseason. Third coach in like 4 seasons. Fired.
617-779-7937. Continuing to take your calls on the Boston Red Sox. Alex Cora, is he on a slightly warm seat? I won't say hot seat yet, but are you starting to wonder what his contributions are? Are you disliking the way he's managing a struggling baseball team? But up next, we also need to mix in some Bruins. The Bruins season comes to an end tonight, and even Dan Ball, I think, is happy to say that is the truth, that now we can focus on prospects and lotteries and draft picks in the offseason, but we also have to focus on the front office. Are they staying together? We'll find out in a couple days. We have mixed reporting on that topic. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.